I'm Steve Coyne, and this is Elvis, the Making of a Legend. It's November 1959. Elvis is just 6 months away from being discharged from the Army. Colonel Parker has continued to keep Elvis's career alive with promotions and hit record releases. Through a mutual friend, Priscilla Ann Boulay, the 14-year-old stepdaughter of Captain Joseph Boulay, is invited to a party at Elvis's home in Germany. Elvis becomes enraptured with the young girl and spends his remaining time in Germany with her. But he was saying one thing and doing another.
Elvis, what's your idea of the ideal girl?
Female, sir. No, sir, I really don't know. I like a lot of different types.
George Klein, Memphis radio and TV personality and close friend of Elvis.
So he was getting ready to get out of the Army. And Elvis used to have people over to his house in Germany just like he did in America. And one of the guys who'd been hanging out at his house brought this little girl over. As soon as she walked in the door, Elvis was smitten by her. He was just taken by her. She was so drop-dead gorgeous at 14. She may have been 14, but she looked like she was 21.
One night with you is what I'm all things that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I want your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Always lived very quiet life. I never did no wrong. Now I know that life without you has been too lonely, too long. My dream come true. Always live very quiet life. I never did no wrong. Now I know.
On March 1st, 1960, Elvis left Germany and was officially discharged from the Army 4 days later. He arrived in Memphis on March 7th. Press and crowds of fans were everywhere for this historic series of events. For the past 2 years, he has worried constantly that his lengthy absence may have damaged his career's progress. But the colonel had been busy, and Elvis was yet to see his greatest stardom.
He's the king.
I'm just out of the gang gorilla. I was, but I am out, you know, believe it or not. Because when I first came home, it was a little strange for the first few weeks. I kept expecting somebody to come in and say, well, it's time to go, you know. I couldn't realize where I was going and what I was doing. Believe it or not, but 2 years like that, you become adjusted to that type of life.
Within 2 weeks of his return to Memphis, Elvis was back in the studio for his first post-Army recording session. Some of the work was for the album Elvis Is Back. In April 1960, the single Stuck on You was released and shot right to number one, alleviating any fears Elvis might have had about his staying power.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you never shake me. No sirree, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue. stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair, squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall, ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the piercing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side, and that's how our love is gonna keep us tied. Stick like glue, stick because I'm stuck on you. I am the kitchen, I am the hall, I ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I get you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I gotta take a tiger from his daddy's side, and that's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue, yeah, yeah, because...
Can you give us in detail some of your future plans?
Well, the first thing I have to do is to cut some records, and then after that I have the television show with Frank Sinatra.
Shortly after his return to the States, Elvis taped a special Welcome Home Elvis for Frank Sinatra's ABC TV variety show. Elvis was paid $125,000, a record sum at that time for a variety show appearance. The show would garner 41% of the television viewing audience.
Well, Elvis, that's our little welcome home gift. The 2 years you lost while you were in the Army. And looking back over it, I'm struck with the realization that maybe you didn't miss so much after all. As a matter of fact, all you seem to have lost is your sideburns.
It was ironic that the Welcome Home Elvis TV special ever happened. Elvis was a little nervous meeting Sinatra for the first time. After all, it was Sinatra who, back in the 1950s, had said that Elvis's kind of music is deplorable, a rancid-smelling aphrodisiac. Fosters almost totally negative and destructive reactions in young people. The show garnered 41.5% of the national television audience. Elvis, now, was back, and stronger than when he left for the Army. He also began filming his fifth film, and the soundtrack album to G.I. Blues, the first of 9 movies to be produced by Hal Wallace. Although the album didn't contain one hit single, the soundtrack to G.I. Blues went to number 1 on the Billboard chart and remained there for 10 weeks. It stayed on the chart for 111 weeks, making it the most successful album of Elvis's entire career. Before the end of the year, Elvis made 2 more movies, Flaming Star and Wild in the Country. At that time, other artists were also competing for the limelight. Little Richard, Chuck Berry, and Jerry Lee Lewis.
It's just great. Balls of fire.
Yes, I would say it's changed a lot. Elvis came out with some of the first real big rock records. And Elvis kind of started singing slower stuff, Bing Crosby type stuff.
And that tempo was also a winner for Elvis. And with it, he had yet another number one hit. This one adapted from the Italian song O Solo Mio, with new words and a bossa nova beat.
Kiss now or never, come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight. Tomorrow my love won't wait. When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime
waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's love or never. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again.
Another number one smash for Elvis with It's Now or Never. The master plan for the Colonel was that Elvis would do three movies along with three soundtrack albums each year over the next decade. There would be no live performances that would entail huge overheads. The Colonel was in control, and Elvis began to slip more and more into isolation with no contact with his public. Elvis finished out the year, 1960, with his second gold single in just 6 months.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a brighter summer day? When I kissed you and called you sweetheart, do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said that the world's a stage and each must play a part. Fate had me playing in love with you as my sweetheart. Act one was where we met. I loved you at first glance. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. Then came act two. You seemed to change, you acted strange. And why, I've never known. Honey, you lied when you said you loved me. And I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there with emptiness all around. And if he won't come back to me, then they can bring the curtain down.
Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Are you lonesome tonight? Tops on the charts, and Tops as the number one condition affecting Elvis. But the loneliness for him was about to get a big fix. The second love of his life was moving into Graceland, while the Beatles were taking over as the new kings of pop. I'm Steve Coyne, and this is Elvis, the Making of a Legend.
Louisa May Alcott's Little Women, brought to you by Geico Auto Insurance.
Look how small Joe is. Isn't she petite?
Well, Beth is even littler than I.
Look how little Meg is. You could almost say she's tiny.
How is Geico able to offer 24-hour service and still save us money?
Perhaps it's because we are all so small.
We are small, aren't we?
Round-the-clock service 7 days a week, and you could save 15% on car insurance. Call Geico at 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO.
Dear Febreze, on TV, I learned Febreze doesn't just eliminate odors and fabrics. It can freshen the whole house. It's so easy, a dog does it. So I tried to teach my husband how to use it. Fat chance. Any advice? Signed, Dog Tired.
Dear Tired, spray Febreze all over so he enjoys the freshness. Then show him the bottle, repeatedly. When he uses it, say, good boy. Men respond to praise. Febreze, the more you use it, the more you love it.
Hear that? Summer's revving up. AT&T wireless calling plans start at $19.99 a month. Right now, get a Nokia 3360 wireless phone. Suggested retail price $79.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate. Now only $29.99 when you sign up for any qualified AT&T wireless calling plan starting at $19.99 a month. When getting away is this easy, that's M-Life from AT&T Wireless. Stop by or visit attwireless.com today.
Credit approval required. Phone price and availability may vary by location, and sales tax applies to original purchase price. Limited time offer. Geographic limitations, device compatibility, and other charges and restrictions apply.
Mom, why are you crying?
I went to Office Max and bought all your school supply.
Cool, Mom. Thanks.
Office Max even has a low price guarantee and more. Plus, I entered you for the chance to win a free college education.
Awesome. But why are you crying?
My baby's going away to college.
Office Max. Max means more. Here's a little something for the lawyers. No purchase necessary. College scholarship up to $20,000 per year tuition for 4 years. Legal residents of the U.S. 18 years and older. Sweepstakes ends 9/14/02. Odds depend on number of entries received. See in store or officemax.com for details. Office Max.